Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get the Reds side of the story here. Mark Sheldon, who is the beat reporter for MLB.com, covering the Cincinnati Reds, is joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing great
here.
Awesome. Well, you want to talk to him about these arms, about the Cincinnati Reds, what they got?
Well, you know, what I really wanted to ask you, John, was what do you think the biggest strengths and the weaknesses are of this Cincinnati Reds team?
Well, the biggest strength is certainly their arms. Trevor Bauer is going to be pitching game one, and he's arguably the NL Cy Young Award leading candidate. And he, you know, the Rays hit a lot of home runs, but Bauer doesn't give up many. And when he does, they're solo shots. So if Atlanta hits a couple of solo home runs, it won't be backbreaking, and the Reds still have a chance to get back in. Their biggest weakness is probably their offense in some ways. The Reds really, really rely on the home run. They hit 61% of their runs scored are done by home runs. That's most of the major leagues. And when they don't get power, you know, they don't hit home runs, they don't score a lot, and that could kill them in a playoff series, especially with all this good pitching they're going to see. They're not going to see somebody's fifth starter, especially in Atlanta during the short series. They're going to see three really good pitchers, some pretty good bullpen guys, and hitting home runs will be harder. So that's kind of a weakness for them.
Talking with Mark Sheldon, who covers the Reds, gives a little insight. What are they saying? What's kind of the feeling in Cincinnati? I mean, are they surprised that they got this hot and made it into the postseason?
Yeah, you could say that. About 2 weeks ago, September 12th, September 2nd, they lost the game 16-3, and they were 6 games under 500. And then it kind of, you know, floated for a while, treaded water, and then they were back to 6 under 500 again on the 12th, and it looked pretty bad. And then they went 11-3 after that and got hot, and they won 5 series in a row after not winning a series for over a month. So it did catch people off guard, because there was some local radio here and Twitter and things like that were calling for people's jobs about 3 weeks ago. So it did catch people off guard. But now that it's happening and noticed fans started gathering outside the stadium during the home games to listen to the radio or listen to the noise, and the city's starting to warm up to this. It's been 7 years since the Reds have been in the playoffs, 7 years since they've had a winning record. So there's been a lot of empty sports around here because the other team's the Bengals, and you know how they're doing.
How does not having faced the Braves all season this year change things for both clubs?
I don't know. It's a good question. Obviously, because of the schedule they had to do and keep it regional, they didn't face any teams in the East or the West, and they played Central teams, and some of the central hitters weren't as good. I mean, they played the Pirates and they played the Tigers a couple times and the Royals, but they also did play, you know, there's 4 playoff teams in the NL Central and 3 in the AL Central. So they did play some good teams, but they haven't played a team like the Braves yet. And that could be a challenge. You know, the good thing is, though, is that they have played them somewhat recently. It's not like they're completely foreign. They played them 6 times last year, and Trevor Bauer's faced the Braves before, and it just requires some, you know, extra scouting and some extra preparation and things like that, and game planning. But I don't think it'll be a huge thing, but it will be a little interesting to see a team that, you know, they haven't seen this season.
We're talking about Mark Sheldon, covers the Reds here. Mark, one of the things that's true about this Braves team, I mean, their lineup is just killer. We know that. 1 through 9, There's no resting for a pitcher. But the Braves have struggled. They've struck out quite a few times, and they are a little bit too reliant on the home run as well as the Reds are. But the Braves struggled against some of the big premier starters that they faced. However, you know, they would get, who knows this, we watched them all year. They'd be like, no runs. They'd be behind 3-0. But once they got into a team's bullpen, they destroyed teams' bullpens. The Reds' bullpen, if they can get into the Reds' bullpen, they're going to have a lot of faith that they're going to have a lot of success there. How do you rate the Reds' bullpen and being able to keep the Braves in check, should that be the case?
Yeah, the Reds' bullpen was a disaster the first month of the season, and certainly the numbers, because of that, aren't going to say that, you know, if you're coming in from the outside, you might say, hey, the Reds' bullpen stinks, the Braves or whatever can have a chance to see the season on that. But the bullpen actually has been one of the stronger ones in the league the second month. They, like the rest of the team that figured it out, they also did. Raisel Iglesias has been really, really strong, you know, about the last 30 days or so, and he hasn't given anything up. Amir Garrett, who is left-handed, and he's just been filthy, especially against lefties, but also against right-handers. They added Archie Bradley from the Diamondbacks, and he's been a big help in the late innings. And maybe the biggest turnaround was Michael Lorenzen, who struggled for some reason as a late-inning guy, and then they turned around and kind of made him a long reliever of sorts. And he kind of has that Josh Hader type of thing where you can bring him in the fourth inning and get four innings out of him, or you can bring him in to finish a game in the sixth. So there's a lot of different ways you can use him. Also, Lucas Sims, the ex-Brave, really has broken out this year as a high leverage guy in the late innings. So they have a few power arms out there that can really keep offenses in check, and they have done that pretty well this last month or so.
In your opinion, does this best of three series, does it favor the Braves or the Reds?
Well, you got to favor the Braves just because they're the better team so far, at least on paper, and they've had a better season. However, early on, the short series does play into the Reds' hands. This is a chance for teams that are the underdogs to sneak in. There's no home field advantage per se because there's no crowd in the stadium there. And if the Reds win Game One, if any team wins Game One, whichever one it is, you got to like their chances because the Reds have Bauer followed by Luis Castillo, who's been really hot as well. He's had a great September. And those guys are high strikeout pitchers. If Bauer can strike out 10 to 12 and Castillo could do 8 to 10, and like you said, the Braves are also a home run feasting high strikeout team, that could play to the Reds' hands.
Mark Sheldon covers the Reds, joining John and Hugh, talking a little bit about the series that opens up at noon tomorrow with Trevor Bauer against Max Fried. One hitter from the Reds that you have to have, Mark, that they have to have a big two or three game series, and one hitter from the Braves that concerns you the most, who could really do damage to your team.
Well, they would love it if someone like Nick Castellanos can get hot. He's been kind of one of the guys that hasn't been great down the stretch, but he's such a threat. If they can get Shogo Akiyama on and Castellanos by second, then Joey Votto third. But if Castellanos can figure it out, he would be really dangerous because he hits a lot of doubles, he can hit a lot of home runs, and he can be a real problem for pitchers, especially since Freed's the left-hander. Well, certainly on the Braves side, you got to be worried about Freddie Freeman. He's just been unbelievable this year. And of course, Acuna is always a guy that you have to worry about. But I would say Freddie Freeman's the one guy that Bauer's going to have to be very careful with.
Yeah, and of course, there's no resting in this Braves lineup. I mean, Marcelo Zuna has been phenomenal for them. You know, Travis d'Arnaud, you get on the list. Everybody's been hitting. And so this lineup is a no-rest lineup for you when you're batting Ozzie Albies eighth or ninth. I mean,
yeah.
Austin Riley eighth or ninth. Yeah, there's no rest in this lineup. This is one of the things that the Braves have going for it. What's the confidence level in Cincinnati you can steal this?
You know what? I just based on the social media part, I see a lot of fans that are really high on this. They wanted to face the Braves in the sense because the alternative was going out west to face the Dodgers, or playing the Cubs again. And they've seen a lot of the Cubs, so I think for a lot of reasons, because it's in the same time zone and everything like that, they wanted the Braves. The Reds themselves did not say anything like they wanted the Braves or wanted this team or that team. They were pretty pretty political or diplomatic about it, but they do feel like they have a chance. They have momentum. They're one of the hottest teams in baseball. They won a huge couple series in a row. They beat the Twins, who's one of the best home teams in all of baseball, and they took two out of three from them on the final weekend. They took two out of three from the Brewers, and they took two out of three from the White Sox before that. So they feel really good about where they are and playing good teams down the stretch, winning big series. So they kind of treat this like a three-game series at Atlanta, like it is, and they like their chances.
Mark, do appreciate you taking a few minutes. We look forward to it. First pitch at noon tomorrow. Thanks much.
You the man, right, Mark. Thanks.
Thank you.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.